murderers decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse. I am Nolzi Lee.
And I am Danny.
And this week, we are speaking about a very specific area that has a number attached to it.
Area 51, if you didn't read the title.
Area 51 is a common name for a highly classified United States Air Force facility located in Nevada Test and Training Range, a remote detachment administrated by Edwards Air Force Base. The facility is officially called Homey Airport or Groom Lake after the Salt Flat. What?
The Salt Flat land is like, it's like a, it's kind of like a flat desert and it's just salt.
After the Salt Flat situated next to its airfield.
Now, just a disclaimer. I know I don't believe in aliens. I'm not sure about Nolene since she hates the Queen. She probably believes in aliens too.
But I do believe in aliens.
Wait.
I believe the Queen is an alien.
Oh,
the only alien on our planet. I am so sorry. Please, Mrs. Insulin, don't listen to this. What I'm really trying to say is that aliens are not real at all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I refuse. No thanks. I refuse to believe there's some green thing floating around in space.
Making weird alien sounds.
Or, yeah, speaking some funny language. Yeah, no thank you. I'm good. With humans.
Opened in 1955.
Yeah, it was opened quite a while ago, right back then in the 50s. And it is owned by the Department of Defense. So obviously it is official military business. I'd actually like to drive past it. I want to go to Nevada because I want to go visit Vegas because I think that'd be a vibe.
Yeah. But I'm not going anywhere close because they'll
just drive past it and just look. Maybe you'll see a green thing popping out. No, I'm joking.
Not at all.
Let's dig into the history and the origin. Also, guys, this isn't a crime, but it's a conspiracy, and we enjoy those.
Yeah.
So, here's the topic. So, our story begins on November 26, 1954. That was when Alan Dulles, who was the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Now, before we move on, 2 weeks ago, we did a show on the FBI versus the CIA. And we were talking about how the CIA's website just made them sound so mundane.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is the proof that they do the secret agent stuff.
They do.
When they are opening places
they
like Area 51.
They do. Where nobody can go there.
I'm just saying. And anyway, he entrusted his special assistant, Richard Bissell, to lead a secret program with the code name Aquatone. Because obviously we are in Cold War. We use all the fancy code names. Yeah.
But Aquatone, isn't aqua like water?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, because there's no water because it's a desert.
I don't
understand what on earth. I tried to figure it out on my own.
Why would you call when they attacked Cuba? Why Bay of Pigs invade? Like why? What's the point of that name, Bay of Pigs?
Well, these Rubicon. Naming people need to name better. Because you're talking about airplanes, but you call it Aquatone.
So people wouldn't figure it out.
If I hear anything about water, I'm like, yeah, there's this guy.
So it was opened at the beginning of the Cold War, and basically Aquatone's mission was to build a high-altitude reconnaissance aircraft that could fly over the Soviet Union undetected, because obviously we were doing secret spy stuff to... do you know an interesting fact?
Yeah.
Because you know James Bond came out first in the Cold War, and you know James Bond is 007?
Yeah.
007 is the country code for Russia.
Really?
Yep. And he was always fighting the Russians. So,
wow.
Anyway, so they obviously wanted to get pictures and to see what the Soviets were doing, because at that time the Soviets were very quiet and very secretive. I mean, today you are still finding underground cities that the Soviets had built that nobody knew about. Watch the videos. It's freaking scary, I'm just saying. So the plane was supposed to be flown higher than any other plane has flown before. Now, when you see a plane fly over, you can still see it. And yeah. I asked my dad, how high is high? It's supposed to be literally on the edge of space.
Sure.
That's how high these planes needed to go. Because it needed to not be detected. And basically what they came up with was the U-2 plane. And it was a plane that could fly exceptional yeah. heights and could take photos that were clear. I mean, that plane was the plane who took the photo of the Cuban base, which then actually led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. So, I mean, obviously,
yeah.
these were impressive pieces of machinery. But at this time, in 1955, they still needed to test it. So, on April 12, 1955, Bissell, and who was along with the Air Force commander, Colonel Osman Ritland, and then a few other people from this place called Lockheed, they had like a test pilot and all of that.
Yeah.
They started to look for places. And they came across this empty place, deserted plains of the Nevada desert. And that now then became known as Area 51. Now the actual...
I honestly feel like America and Russia are like those two kids that you're like, just stop it already.
No, well,
and
I mean...
like, I'm better than you.
Honestly, if you study the Cold War, it's such an interesting... It's probably one of my favorite... periods to actually get into the nitty-gritty. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
But if you study the Cold War, it is purely action-reaction cycle. Oh, you took my toy, I'm going to take yours. Oh, you painted on my door, or I'm going to color on yours. That is literally what happened the entire... You are making satellite states, okay, we're going to do this. Oh, you build the Berlin Wall, oh, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
It was literally action-reaction cycle, which yeah. is why I truly believe you can't blame the Soviet Union solely for the Cold War. But that's a topic for another day because I feel like I can go on for quite a bit. So according to the CIA, the name Area 51 comes from its map designation, okay? It was also previously referred to as Paradise Ranch in order to make and facilitate... It made it sound more attractive.
Yeah.
There was also the nicknames The Ranch, Watertown, and Dreamland.
Watertown again. Guys with yeah. the water. With, like, seriously.
Yeah. And it became, now, it same, Area 51 has really fueled a lot of people's imagination.
Yeah.
And it has become basically the hot spot for conspiracies about aliens. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you ask anybody about Area 51, even if they don't know details,
yeah.
they will say aliens.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's kind of just now general knowledge. And back in 1955, it was basically... What? So they obviously were there to test the planes, but
yeah.
in 1955, apparently there was an increase of UFO sightings in the United States.
Yeah.
First question: why are there only sightings in America? Okay, I know America likes to always act like the big boys in the movies because everything always happens in America.
The world ends in America only.
The aliens always only attack America. It's always like that. So that's my first thing. Okay, and those UFO sightings started when this U-2 plane programmed started. Okay, so that's the first thing.
Yeah.
Okay, and now this asks the questions: were those UFOs just sightings of the U-2 planes? Because, I mean, when you look at night and a plane flies past, all you see are those little
yeah.
blinking lights. Now, I mean, this is another plane. It's so much higher up.
And it's faster.
And it's faster, okay? And the government hasn't exactly told the entire population, oh, by the way, we're testing these new planes.
Yeah.
Okay? And actually, in 2013, a declassified CIA document came about that said that most of the sightings were, in fact, places where they were testing the U-2 planes,
yeah.
and the CIA said that it was an unexpected side effect of the testing that, of course, people are now going to make up
for. Me, it's like in 1955, if you can build an aircraft that can go that far and that high and that fast, what can you build now? Because people are now citing things now. What?
But
on
that's
earth
a
can
very good
now?
Question, and I want you to remember that because we're going to come up with something later that... You'll see why it doesn't make sense when
yeah.
we bring it up, but I'll remind you. But I haven't seen a U-2 plane. I've seen a similar plane that's called the Lockheed. The test pilots that opened up Area 51,
yeah.
their planes. Most stunning aircraft.
Yeah.
It's so different and
weird. And
it's weird, but it's apparently can go like 3,000 kilometers an hour or something stupid. And that was kind of like in the same. If you look at a picture of a U2, it is so thin and so flat.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised it just zooms through the air.
Yeah,
yeah, and basically, the CIA and America only officially recognized Area 51's existence in August of 2013. And if you drive past it now, you're just going to see a whole bunch of fences that say don't trespass, and there are a bunch of guards. And I mean, maybe one day we'll get some declassified files, but till then, we don't actually know what's going on in there. So, we're going to focus on a key witness, because I think he's probably the one who's probably stemmed most of the rumors about Area 51. And the one theory was that in 1950s, there was an alien ship that crashed in the Nevada desert. And so they built Area 51 around the alien spacecraft to analyze it and to kind of like learn from it. And then from there on, anything other that came to our planet kind of was just brought there.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. Why only America? Why is only America the ones with the aliens? Why is there no, like, alien research in England?
You know what I mean?
Why is it only America? Here? Why? That's my thing, is it's always America. So, I mean, surely the rest of the world would have picked up on something by now.
Like, seriously. Like, we would have also seen, like, UFOs and stuff.
Okay, and here's my type of thing. So, they were obviously doing this to get advancements.
Yeah.
And if, let's say, they did have some high-tech alien inventions, they were in the middle of the Cold War.
Yeah.
A time of the arms race, the space race, basically trying to show who had the bigger gun.
Yeah.
Okay? If you had such alien technology, why do we only see flat screens come out in, like, the 2000s?
Yeah.
Or smartphones. Or jumbo jets.
Yeah.
Why not show off with that technology? I mean, you are trying to show that you are the better option. You're trying to show that capitalism is the way to go and not communism. So you are in the middle of a technology arms race. It's one of the biggest things in the Cold War with weapons. I mean, literally, you have 5,000 nukes. Oh, now we've got 10,000. That's literally what happened. Okay, this is what happens when boys rule the world. I'm joking. But if you had said technology, why did technology only rapidly advance like now in the 2000s if you had that really high-tech alien stuff? I'm just saying. I mean, but then it also opens the question is, was it all on purpose secrecy?
Yeah.
Because you're in the Cold War and maybe you don't want people to know what you have up your sleeve.
Yeah.
Because next thing they attack and you pull out something greater and they're like, oh, flip. Because as soon as you like announce to the world, oh, we've got now this, then they're going to be like, oh, we also need to get on that. As was the whole thing with the space race. Oh, they've had their first man in space. We're going to have our first man in space. And this actually happened. There was a thing called Operation Star Wars, which actually lost it never existed.
Yeah.
But it lost the Soviets the arms race.
Yeah.
Because it basically said, or the rumor went, that America had a system that could deflect nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what do you do? Because that means America can nuke you, but you can't nuke America.
Yeah.
So they literally say Reagan won the Cold War with a weapon that never existed.
Yeah.
So was it the same thing here? They were just keeping their cards close to their chest, maybe put a little alien rumor out there to direct people away from what they're really doing?
Yeah.
Because they're not aliens. Like, no.
If these aliens are seen as this higher civilization, this more advanced civilization, and they building stuff that we could only dream of.
Mm.
Why, first of all, would they crash on Earth? They way good more
point.
Advanced than
actually,
us.
Good
meaning
point.
That they studied Earth. And
no, surely they could hide themselves. We wouldn't spot them.
And the second thing is, why would they allow one of theirs to be
kidnapped?
To be kidnapped. It is kidnapping. And then another thing is, why on earth would they, like, just casually tell the humans, yeah, we there, this is what we're doing, and whatever. The CIA and the FBI lose too much stuff to believe that a higher civilization, the aliens, would even, like, no.
Yeah, but we're going to speak about our key witness. So on the May 12th, 1989, a reporter received an interview with a man who called himself Dennis. Was it his actual name?
Stupid.
And he revealed.
Oh, sorry to anyone whose name is Dennis. I mean, not like it's stupid. I mean, like for like a code name.
Yeah. So basically, he said he worked at S4, which was an outpost facility near Area 51, and he claimed that the U.S. government was keeping 9 flying saucers of extraterrestrial origins there to be analyzed. Okay, and he said he believed it was not possible for the government to have built these ships themselves because of the propulsion system and the gravity propulsion system. It said it was too advanced for human technology. Okay. Dennis was later identified as Robert Bob Alazar, who was a senior staff physicist who had actually been recommended for his position by Dr. Edward Teller, who was actually the inventor of the thermonuclear bomb. Okay, now here's my thing. Why after so many years did he suddenly bring his name forward?
Yeah.
Okay, for me, that's
he said
also,
it's for protection.
I know
suspicious.
He said it was for protection, but for me it's like you want your 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Okay, and he said he'd been threatened and said they were going to charge him with espionage and all that jazz. But you know what?
What I don't understand is this. Mm. This man says he worked on these alien spaceships. He went inside the spaceships and all of this stuff.
Actually, but as we go into more of his story, I'm going to point out things that don't make sense.
Yeah.
And for one thing, okay, so obviously, we discussed the whole thing. If they were analyzing this for technological advancements, why did it take so long to get to where we are now? Okay, because, I mean, really, the technology revolution only really probably happened like the 2000s.
Yeah.
Like the big stuff, like the boom.
Yeah.
Okay, and here's the thing. There was one thing he was like, in the 1950s or something stupid like that, there was a hand scanner that came out that was apparently too advanced. And I don't know if it was the 50s, apparently it was the 60s or something like that. And I looked at it and I was like, okay, so why is a hand scanner raising questions when we've sent people to space?
Yeah.
Why is a hand scanner raising questions when we've nuked Japan?
Yeah.
Because if we can do that, I'm pretty sure we can create a hand scanner.
It's a government facility.
So
these people are constantly advancing.
How do we use that as proof that this alien thing existed? And I mean, here's my next thing. He claimed he saw an alien. Now, he said he was walking down a corridor and happened to glance sideways. First of all, just happened. So you were just happening to glance, okay? And there was a door with a window. If they were trying to keep this a secret, why in a corridor where it didn't have restricted access would they place a window that could easily expose everything they are doing?
That also what doesn't make sense to me. Because then he says two people stood in front of him and told him to move.
Yeah.
Where did those two
people come from? But that's my thing, right? You telling me that none of us can get into Area 51, but inside Area 51 they're going to be careless enough to just leave open windows where you can see the aliens.
But also what doesn't make sense is I happened to see an alien. I happened to see a spaceship. But also,
exactly.
I was working on the spaceship, and I was working with the
exactly,
aliens.
Exactly, that's
so
my
which
thing.
One is it?
Which one is it? Did you know or did you not know? And, I mean, he provided drawings, but anyone with a vivid imagination
can
come up
drawings.
With a drawing. I could draw an alien spaceship, or I could draw anything and be like, oh, this is what I saw in my dream.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, it's too... Oh, I happened to stumble upon a door.
Yeah.
Oh, I happened to see a ship. Oh, that for me.
But at the same time, you were leading the work on it.
Like, you worked. Yeah. So for me, it's kind of also like either he won in fame or they said to him, leak the story. Because let's be honest, everyone's so focused on the aliens, you're not really going to care what they're actually really doing in Area 51.
I mean, if they wanted this guy dead, the moment Dennis came on TV,
that's my thing as well.
Because
why isn't he dead?
Mm.
If it was aliens, I can tell you the government would have sent
the interview would have never aired. Never mind anything else.
My guy, he would have been.
I mean, the way they can,
filming.
The way they can hide information.
The way that we still don't know stuff that happened years ago. The stuff that's coming out now about what happened in the Cold War or World War II.
Yeah.
The fact that there's still stuff that is kept secret. And you're going to tell me they're just going to let him openly on the air speak about aliens.
And then still come out with his real name. And then still continue to do interviews.
No. It's too, like, just with you, because you know that there are obviously covert things where you will, they strict about who can know. And I mean, like we said in the FBI episode, the CIA people can't even have their names on their Starbucks coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I get that. So honestly, that's another thing. If it was real, I honestly believe he'd be dead.
And for me, so he said the code name for this operation was the kids. And I was watching the Q&A on BuzzFeed, and the one guy, his comments were very angry. This man was angry. he was basically saying that it's all a cover-up to hide the crimes against humanity that they're actually doing there. And he thinks that it was actual kids that they were using.
Oh, wow.
And then he says, because also another episode that showed
dark.
In the spaceship, the chairs were like kiddie chairs. So he said, no, that's not anything built for humans, but...
Well, I mean, imagine, maybe they're doing some human experiments.
But then the guy also went on to say, a malnourished child, their head expands, and also, if you lack certain nutrients, and if certain things have been done to you, your skin can turn gray. So he might have kid.
I know your skin can turn gray. My skin's turned orange before because I ate too many carrots.
Yeah, so he might have actually seen a trial on a child and thought it was an alien. That's the guy said.
I like that theory. Okay, not for the children that are there.
No.
Okay. But that's more believable than aliens.
Because the code name is the kids.
Yeah, because that was another thing. So you know what the code name for the operation is, but you don't... You happened to see an alien. Again, it's just...
There's just so many things. If you're going to make up...
If you're
going
to make up a theory, please
come talk to us.
No, get your facts straight.
Like, seriously, we'll help you.
Get your facts... It's like if you commit murder, you have to make sure your story is straight when the police call you in.
Don't commit murder.
But I'm saying... I've often watched TV shows where they've slipped up in their story, and that's how they get caught.
Your story keeps changing.
Exactly.
This guy just wanted his 5 minutes of fame.
I honestly believe that. And so, like, again,
if aliens landed on this planet in 1955, best believe right now they'd have taken over the whole world.
Oh, 100%.
The whole planet would have been, they would have been running us right now, because they advanced civilization, right? That's what we say.
Well, another thing was that he said the main purpose for analyzing and studying these ships were its fuel source.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, makes sense because fuel is an important part of life. And they said that, according to him, they were working with this thing called element 115, which, if you look on the periodic table, is called muscovium.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, they were working with this in Area 51 in the 50s, but it was only officially declared or founded in Russia in 2003. Now, I have another thing with this, okay? Again, we're at the Cold War.
Yeah.
We don't want to show our cards.
Yeah.
Why would I... Because, for example, let's say I discover some fancy element.
Yeah.
Okay? Why would I publicly announce it?
Because
as soon as I announce it, it means the Russians can start looking into it as well.
Yeah.
The Brits can start looking into it as well.
Yeah.
But if I keep it secret, that only means the people in our close circle will be able to work with it. And that means we'll get further. Okay? We'll make the advancements.
Yeah.
We'll make the discoveries. So... The fact that it was, I mean, because it was then officially founded a couple of years after Russia, the USSR collapsed and it became Russia again, and Cold War ended. So, I mean, if I was in America and I was one of these secret high-up people, I would keep everything like discoveries and we're close to my chest.
Yeah.
Because if we go to a war, it means we have the upper hand.
And, like... For me, it's like, if you did really, my guy, see spaceships, what makes you believe that America is not possibly building spaceships and trying to create alien-looking, like, things?
I have seen spaceships. I know said spaceships are, they are impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive. So I wouldn't be surprised if they designed something that... had a different design, looked like a flying saucer. Who knows what they were just trying out.
But now with the news reports and stuff, and we're going to leak stuff soon about aliens now, we're hearing it in our news now. Who knows that they've been working on all of these things, and all of a sudden we will see them for real. And it's just been created in Area 51 this whole time.
Yeah, so, I mean, for me, I, like I said, I do not believe that there is other life out there. I don't believe that there are little green men running around on Mars.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I do know that people have been abducted by aliens. And for me, that's not like extraterrestrial creatures.
Yeah, it's demons. Demons.
And that's why when they call on the name of Jesus, many of them, these things disappear.
Yeah, that's what, because I mean, I was speaking to my dad about this earlier. He was like, he thinks that, you know, some of them, it could have been the UT plane, but he says he wouldn't be surprised if some of them were angels and demons.
Yeah.
And that's what people have seen.
Yeah.
And it's just a way to justify, I don't know, not justify, but like, not make it religious. I don't even know how to say
yeah.
it. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I'm really like with aliens. For me, seriously, if I was advanced and I landed here in 1955,
I would have left.
Best believe, either I would have left because you guys suck. There's nothing here that's interesting to me, or I would have taken over and then had two planets.
You know, I prefer. This is the history of me coming out. I prefer to think of it as all of the things having to do with the Cold War, having to do with the U-2 planes and trying to advanced have the better weapons and win against the Russians.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the USSR, I mean, they were doing their own sketchy things. I mentioned earlier. I'm not even lying. If you Google, they have found underground cities where they've opened them up and all you hear is screaming.
Yeah.
I was gone. I was like, no, I'm never setting foot in Russia. It's fine. No, I actually do want to go to Russia, but it's so I won't go into Siberia. But, I mean, even just look at what the USSR was doing in Chernobyl.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like so much happened in the Cold War that we don't know because it's all freaking classified.
If you can build an atomic bomb.
I mean,
what can't you do, to be quite honest?
That was my thing. I was like, we have rockets that take people to space.
Yeah.
We have rockets that have put people on the moon. I don't care about your conspiracy.
Yeah.
Don't come here. 1969, Neil Armstrong landed on that moon. Don't fight me. Nolene, I will fight you. Okay. Okay. But, I mean, even with the technology you just have on your phone.
Yeah.
Now, I'm fine. I'll just I like the whole Cold War theory because it just...
Me too.
You know,
whatever's happening in Area 51, best believe that probably human trials are happening there. Best believe that there's wars again. It's like crimes against humanity. And also they're building stuff that is next level. Right now in 2021, if they could build that stuff in 1955, I have no doubt
level stuff. That's what I've always been like. I was like, in 1960s, we were able to build rockets. What could we do now?
Yeah.
Like, what can we do now? I'm like, oh, that's a bit, that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
Would you ever go to space?
No.
Why not?
No desire, no intention of,
NASA, you can go on a ride and it simulates a takeoff and they actually lie you up on your side and you like it like literally shakes you like
you're on
a rocket.
I've seen that before.
I've been on it.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Dude, it was so much fun. Except you can't look left and right because you'll actually get disorientated or throw up or faint. So, but it's really cool because it literally you feel like you're shaking and you like and they're like momentum and all of that and it feels like you actually taking off in space.
I actually don't like bringing myself to a point where I'm close to dying. I've never like fancied
it's a simulator
death. It's not something that I just enjoy putting myself so in.
I'm gonna take a wild guess. You don't like roller coasters.
I do.
What? You make no sense to me. You know that.
But that's not like a spaceship or nothing. Like,
can I
tell
you,
going nowhere.
Sorry, there's another random fact. There's a roller coaster in Texas that you go so fast you black out. Most scariest experience of my life.
Why did I go on there? Would you go? That I wouldn't do.
I remember I got off the ride and I said to my friend, I was like, I just met Jesus. I'm done. Let's leave now. Yeah.
No, not for me.
So you never go to space?
No.
Maybe for holiday, if it was safe.
Holiday, I'll go to Milan, I'll go to... Do you understand what
no,
I'm
saying? No, can I honestly... Like, can I honestly, can I tell you why? I want to go to space and I want to take a photo so I can prove all the flat world people wrong.
I'll prove you guys wrong from down here. I like...
Imagine how beautiful it must be to see the Earth.
Imagine how beautiful it must be to be outside of the Earth's atmosphere. So
you
not...
You take away my fun.
Why would you, like, put yourself in the position to die? Like, it's not an enjoyable experience.
Okay, listen, I'm an adrenaline junkie. When I was little, I think I was, like, 11, I wanted to join the army so I could be one of those airplane people who do all the flips and tricks in the air.
And die, too.
Yeah, you know, like, Top Gun? I wanted to be that. That was my dream as a kid.
It's just
and then I realized South Africa's army is not the greatest in the world, so.
Yeah.
That died.
No, I have to force myself to think about, like, possibly being in a place where I would potentially skydive.
I feel like Nolene's just saying this because she herself is an alien and doesn't want to tell us her love for space.
Yeah, that could also be true because if you guys get too close, I mean.
But, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of theories and I feel like more theories just come out.
Yeah.
Come out about Area 51. But, if you ask me, Cold War. Your answer is there.
Yeah.
But I think we can leave it at that.
Yes.
From now until next time.
No mourners.
No funerals.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.